line. There at the drop of a dime, when I need you, I can call on you, yeah.
This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Nilan brought her to his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebecca, and she became his wife and loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. That may read slightly different than what's on our screen, just for clarity purposes. My brothers and sisters, you can hardly call this first or this love at first sight. But it actually was, because one of the things today, there were no premarital meetings or conversation. There was no counseling by pastor. There were no wedding ceremonies in this meeting. Isaac simply took Rebecca into his tent and married her. In this story, there is an enduring lesson for us this morning. It is found in the phrase, "So she became his wife and he loved her." God sent his son into this world because of a love relationship, a love commitment to you and I.
Yes, sir.
He came in the fullness of time to show us the love of God. In that 27th verse, chapter 24 and verse 27, that D part, it says, Eleazar states, "The Lord has led me." Eleazar places assignment to find a wife for Isaac in the Lord's hand. But we notice the first thing Eleazar did. What Eleazar did, in knowing that he had a tremendous assignment, was that he placed it in the Lord's hand in prayer.
All right.
My brothers and sisters, we see that Eleazar, by appealing to God's kindness, Eleazar alluded to the divine promises and their provision for Abraham. And Eleazar interprets his task as an extension of that promise. Yeah. Let's look at verse 14. "Now, let it be that the young woman to whom I say, 'Please let down your pitcher that I may drink,' and she asks, 'Drink,' and I will also give your camels a drink, let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master." Eleazar was specific here. Eleazar was asking for a sign, and he prayed. My brothers and sisters, when we pray, the first thing we should do is to acknowledge God for who he is.
Yeah.
And after you acknowledge him, you need to know, or you and I need to be specific concerning our prayer requests.
Yes, sir.
And after you and I have been specific, we need to ask according to his will.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge God for the power of his might. And then be specific in what you are asking him for. And then lastly, it has to be according to his will for our lives. Eleazar was specific in his petition to the Lord. And by doing this, Antioch, we are surrendering our all to him. Remember, in the Lord's Prayer, he said, "Thy will be done." It has never been I will, but it has always been the will of the Lord for us to be blessed.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we allow the Lord's will in our life and not our will, his will be done.
Yes,
so many times we get caught up in things in life and we don't understand, and we mess up our prayer because sometimes our prayer can be a selfish prayer.
Yeah.
But if we acknowledge God, if we're specific in our prayer request, if it's according to his will be done.
Yes, sir.
Even Laban, Rebekah's brother, in verse 29, recognized that this was the Lord doing. For it states, "Now Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban. And Laban ran out to the man by the well." And so God here was in the process of all of the transactions that was occurring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God knows what's going on. For God's way is absolute. God's way is complete knowledge concerning our lives. He knows who we will marry, how we will marry, and when we will marry.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't ever get ahead of God. If we ever get ahead of God, we hinder the process.
Yes, sir.
I have learned in my some 70 years now that whenever we get ahead of God, it takes us longer to get to where God wants us to be. And what I have shared with my preachers, I said, sometime when you get ahead of God, you open a door before that door was ready to be opened.
Yeah.
There are times in our life that God is preparing a way. There are times in our life when God is opening doors. There are times in our life that God is putting people in our life so that we can have exactly what God wants us to have when he desires for us to have it.
Yes, sir.
But if we open the door before it's time, we hinder the process. I shared with one of my pastors, I said, the reason you sometimes have issues is because you're now running into obstacles that you would not have run into because you got to that place before it's time.
Yeah.
And when you get to that place before it's time, you have fussing and fighting, and you have members that don't agree with you. When you open that door before it's time, things happen that would not have happened had the door not been opened before it's time. And so, by sharing this, it revealed what God is doing. For God here was deliberately behind the scene, directing the acts for the life and for the future of a people through the promise made to Abraham. God also made you and I a promise that he loves us. And God is behind the scene directing our path, walking with us even in the midst of the thing that we go through in life. Even what we're experiencing now, God is behind the scene, providing, protecting each and every one of us, even as we see him. Even through the spiritual realm, we can feel the power of the Lord moving and pushing us to a higher level of accountability to him as we elevate our spiritual worship and truth as we seek him out for all of the things that he has done. God was deliberately behind the scene directing the acts. The story revealed more than God's wisdom or God's foresight. It is also part of the development of his love plan to bless mankind.
Yes, yes.
Antioch, by this, many potential mishaps or issues or problems were avoided. There was a possibility that the servant Eleazar could have failed. Yes, he could have failed. He could have gone a different path.
Yeah.
He could have looked a different direction. The signs could have been missed. Laban might have refused, or Laban might have been unwilling.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we think about this, that could have been a lot of mishaps. There could have been a lot of misses when we do things outside of God's provision.
Right.
God is steering through all of the potential hazards and then put all of the parts together. What I love about the Lord is when he puts his hand on something, yeah, it's timely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's completed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's exactly the way he wanted it to be.
Yes, yeah.
Because God is love, he has the power to steer us and direct us.
Yes, he does.
So the choice, my brothers and sisters, of a bride for Isaac was God's choice. The sign, we are told, confirmed it. Laban recognized it, and Rebecca accomplished it.
Yeah, yeah.
Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, stay trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path, or he will make your path straight.
Yeah, yeah.
When we allow the Lord to govern our path,
yes,
that was a purpose and a plan that God had for the nation of Israel through Abraham, a covenant that God made with Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. But in order to be the father of many nations, that lineage had to continue on. And when we are following the precepts, the concept of our Lord, our God, and our King, he then opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. The nation of Israel was in God's hand in spite of all of the things that would transpire for the children of Israel. We see that even in the midst of a chaotic situation, even in the midst of them struggling, in the book of Exodus, where they warred and went against God, who denied that he was who he was, because Moses had gone up, and I'm giving you a little bit of history here, had gone up to Mount Sinai to get the law from God, and the children of Israel decided that they want to make a catch because Moses had been gone for 40 years, and because of that, they got out of place.
Yeah. Yeah.
They got ahead.
Yeah.
And if they had only waited for Moses to return, God is simply saying, when we wait upon him, our strength is renewed.
Yes, sir.
The Lord is telling us today, in spite of all of the things that are happening, he said, wait on me.
Wait.
My brothers and sisters, when we see the thing that seems to be so overwhelming, so confusing, and I know I looked and I saw the things that occurred this past week, and I was just dejected. And I shared with Sister Mathis, I'm not going to watch it anymore.
No, I understand.
Just let it go.
Yes,
just put this in God's hand.
Yes,
for it doesn't matter. When you tell the truth in the world and the people can't understand it and keep doing what they're doing, just let it go. Put it in the Lord's hand.
Yeah.
And what I'm suggesting to you and what I'm suggesting to those who are watching by internet, we need to start praying. When the church start praying, God start watching and hearing. One of the things we've forgotten to do is put him first, acknowledge him, and be specific in what we pray, and then allow that prayer to be according to his will.
Yes, sir.
And when we do that, when the church begin to pray, then will we see a change in this mission. This message was a love story, but the greatest love story ever told was when God sent his son, who came into this world to reveal the love of God the Father Almighty, so that you and I could have eternal life.
Yes, sir.
God was making ready for another generation. We don't even know who we are. With this